I think, Dr. Ron, is this. He's going to do a speech to the nation Saturday, you know.
Well, he's taping it. It's going to be on the air on Sunday.
Oh, he's going to tape it Saturday, though?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to raise the taping with you, too.
He can tape it any time he wants.
Because he thought he might tape it at Camp David, but I don't know whether we've ever let television cameras up there.
We'll do it for him.
Okay.
If he wants it taped, we'll let in the crews, and he can have it up there. If he'd like to do it from there, that's fine.
He'd like to do it there maybe Thursday morning.
Fine, fine. We'll let him tape from Camp David. Whatever he wants, we'll suit his convenience.
Good.
We may move it, you know, a little away from the compound, but he'll understand. We'll set something up. Now, the other thing is, but it'll be run Saturday night.
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Right.
When is the communique run, then?
The communique could be published Monday, the day he's leaving.
Mm-hmm. All right. But he's going to leave Sunday, I thought.
He's leaving San Clemente on Sunday and staying overnight in Camp David.
Oh, he's coming back to stay overnight in Camp David. See, I'm not coming back.
He understands that.
Oh, he wants to stay in Camp David overnight. Great,
that's
great.
Right. And we'll have the vice president see him off on Monday.
Fine. Now, that would open up Saturday then. In other words, his speech would not be done Saturday. We would have Saturday open.
Exactly.
Let's see. You want to come? I think the best thing to do it, since it's so big, we ought to have all the major congressional leaders and the rest, do it in the East Room on Friday. It's such a big event. And I just think that's it. And Saturday, we'll be flying out there.
Friday, we're flying, Mr. Pratt.
We're flying Friday right after we do this thing.
Okay.
And we can be talking, and Saturday is a day off, a day for pictures and things.
Well, we can also, Mr. President, on Saturday. Are you planning to invite Rogers out there?
Well, I'll do it. Is he going to have Gromyko?
He'll have Gromyko.
Well, then I have to have Rogers. You know?
Well, in that case, we can have two of those minor agreements signed out there on Saturday morning.
Fine. Let's have a couple of minor agreements done there.
Okay.
Fine.
And then you and Brezhnev will sign Thursday afternoon the nuclear, the so-called principles and the peaceful uses.
That's right.
And Friday noon, you will sign the other agreement in the East Room of the White House.
Now, the other thing is that this business about briefing the congressional people, I remember I want to do that on this darn thing. I don't have to do it on all of them, but the ones we're going to do Saturday, somebody could brief here Friday on it, couldn't they? There'd be no problem.
Mr. President, we can have the experts brief on the minor agreements,
right. And
I can brief on the ones that you signed with Brezhnev, which will be Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. And you'll brief Thursday?
I'll brief Thursday and Friday before the signing.
But you couldn't brief Friday. Oh, yeah, Friday before the signing. Now, the other thing is, we're not going to have a signing on Tuesday?
Signing on Tuesday and Wednesday, but these will be of minor agreements.
And those we'd have Rogers and
Gromyko
do.
Well, we have Schultz and Patolich have signed one of them. We thought it would be good to show
good,
that.
Good for Schultz, yes, he needs to
look. Schultz and Patolich will sign on Tuesday, and Rogers and Gromyko will also sign on Tuesday.
And then I want Schultz to do the briefing on that one then.
Right.
And Rogers do the briefing on his.
Right.
And then you come up to bat on Thursday and Friday.
Exactly.
Fair enough?
Exactly.
And you brief both the Congress and the press, you know.
Well, that's fine.
You've got to do both. See, we're trying to give the Congress a little feeling they didn't do much to the Congress, but just enough.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. President, that congressional reaction today was unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, the way to handle this, these always damnable Watergate things is just to do something.
And,
it's coming along.
They kept me in the house about half an hour because about 150 congressmen wanted to have their picture taken with me.
Great. Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. That's the stuff. All right, Henry, have a good evening.
Positive. Right.
Give the ambassador my best wishes. Now, on that, then, we will have the three. Does he want, so that I can, this is a very minor matter, Debrinen want, it would be better just to have Debrinen and his wife and Brezhnev at the compound. And have Gromyko stay with Rogers.
Okay.
But I don't know. You see what I mean?
We'll work that. that out. I'll work
you
that
can,
out
you
with
can,
Dobrynin.
You can see how that would be a little bit better, because Dobrynin I know a little better, and Mrs. Dobrynin, and they could translate notes. But I'll do it either way.
Right.
Either way.
No, I think, let me talk to Dobrynin. He'll
or I can put all three in, either way.
Well, he'll tell me honestly what the situation is, and... And I will let you know about that first thing in the morning, but I'll set the taping for Camp David or close by.
Fine.
And the ceremonies will go then as you directed. Good, Mr. President.